My opponent is the one who actually wrote the decision which upheld those districts, which the U.S. Supreme Court has now declared to have been unconstitutional. The way that such an approach should be made is to look at matters fairly and impartially and not allow there to be any political leaning of any kind that would suggest that politics is entering into the judicial decision-making process at all. Indeed, judges are only supposed to be fair and impartial and apply the law as the law takes one, wherever the law happens to take a judge, in terms of studying the law, looking at the facts, and applying the law to the facts. I'm certainly comfortable speaking broadly in the sense that the legislature, being Republican-controlled, did pass legislative districts which ultimately were determined to have been unconstitutional. We do have a conservative Republican-led legislature. My opponent designates himself, these are his words, as being a, quote, conservative judge, unquote. He puts that on his campaign materials, puts it on his yard signs, and therefore lets it be known that he has a conservative view. That's a concern because, of course, we do have the separation of powers, legislative, executive, and judicial. And therefore, there should only be an application of the law across the board fairly and impartially. So while you use the legislative districts as an example as to how I would look at such a presentation from the standpoint of being a Supreme Court justice, the fact is that the overarching foundation of any case, whether it has a partisanship connected to it or not, would be being fair and impartial. So in that sense, on the Supreme Court, I would apply the law to the facts, understanding that this was certainly a very interesting, even enthralling case in terms of looking at the population shifts in our state over the last given number of years, and looking at the very challenging task as to whether or not the legislative districts passed legal muster. But ultimately, the bottom line is, in terms of looking at something like that, it's one person, one vote, and to make sure that that is a legislative district, as you look through all the districts, that is properly drawn.
I know that you can't answer for any one state Supreme Court justice, including your opponent, but why do you think a ruling on districts, things like that, where, you know, I truly believe that most judges are trying to be impartial. Why do you think that it was a split decision 4-3?
Well, I just certainly don't want to speculate as to what was happening within the chambers of the Supreme Court justices. Certainly, they are my colleagues on the bench, having been a Superior Court judge, and certainly I understand and have a healthy respect for the justices on our state's highest court. But my concern in terms of how you say what I would think or how I look at it, I'm of the opinion, and I say it all the time as a judge myself, that there is not only the necessity for a judge or justice to understand that there is the need and expectation to render justice, but also that there be the perception that justice has in fact been rendered, irrespective of any of the dynamics that may come into play in other branches of government, or be it in other areas in our society. So there should always be the understanding that the judiciary needs to always be perceived as being above reproach and therefore above all the noise that may be made in other segments of our society and even other segments of our government. In that sense, when you have a situation where, as here, there is the split, certainly there's going to be the look at how the justices come down and to look at their registrations in terms of whether one is registered as a Democrat or a Republican or an unaffiliated or an independent. And therefore, when you start looking and peeling back and looking at the histories of those of us that are judges on any level, and looking at the vast array of information that's available to us as citizens, not only in terms of what's been generated by that judge through opinions, but also what appears in terms of campaign materials, what's been said that has been captured online and is there for all to see. And again, with all that being said, and my opponent holding himself out as a conservative judge, there are those concerns that when you have these kinds of decisions and then you peel back and look at registrations and look at what's been said and what's been represented, certainly it does give pause for concern.
In the course of ruling on congressional districts, when you have legislators saying that they were purposely doing it for partisan reasons, how is that legal? I know that courts in the past have ruled that legislatures can gerrymander for partisan reasons, but how is that not taking away the rights of voters to choose their elected officials?
The Constitution calls for there being one person, one vote. And there is therefore the mechanism that in the law would dictate that the law be upheld pursuant to what the Constitution says. The Constitution has plain and simple words that are utilized in that description of one person, one vote, as the case law has construed the constitutional provisions there. So certainly there is an understanding that the legislature does have the wherewithal legally within the bounds of the Constitution to exercise some political considerations, because in the legislative branch, that is where that can be properly conducted. But in the judicial branch, there has to be a more detached view of how that is being applied. And again, this is what raises these issues in terms of looking at, as you so correctly have, there being a 4-3 political party registration difference among the seven that are currently on the Supreme Court. The fact that some of these cases that are heard do have some political ramifications, as they may be viewed by other segments of government and segments of society. And even when our Supreme Court is not looking at all at partisan politics, but instead is looking at the operation of law, but still the outcome comes out in such a way that people can still continue to point to the Supreme Court and say, in effect, to utilize it for their own views and ideas, that it is a partisan court. That's where the misfortune lies when judges hold themselves out campaigning in such a way that they have political leanings. And it's not just in the campaign materials, but it's those that echo what those materials say. My opponent has others who are campaigning on his behalf through social media, through other means of conveying the vote, that talk about maintaining a certain type of political view of matters. And certainly that's just disconcerting. I just say that there is, again, a perception that that's out there. And I choose my words carefully because I don't want to be ethically violative of my canons of ethics. But in this political season, when it's necessary to point out the differences between my opponent and me, I would be derelict if I didn't do that in this way.
Now, to be fair, wouldn't it also be the case, though, that some people advocating on your behalf would be coming at it from basically just the opposite point of view, basically saying, you know, we need a more liberal state Supreme Court, and so let's elect Judge Morgan?
Well, I've been hearing not people say that Judge Morgan is liberal. I've been hearing people say that Judge Morgan is fair, that Judge Morgan is impartial, and that Judge Morgan will give every case a fair and proper hearing and keep an open mind about it. I don't put on my materials whatsoever any kind of political leaning or agenda because I don't have one. I'm a registered Democrat. He's a registered Republican. I don't talk about the fact that he's a registered Republican because that's certainly his ability to do that. Often we associate with political parties, but to espouse a political ideology That is different. And in that vein, while he says he is a conservative, therefore espousing a political ideology, in my view, he can explain it however he wants to, but if you put it on a political sign or political materials, it is what it is in the sense that it's presented. The fact is, I'm not putting that on any of my materials because I'm not that way. So I'm a Democrat, but I'm not espousing any political ideology. So what I'm hearing from those that are talking about my candidacy and trumpeting me, and correctly so, as being the better qualified individual for this job on the high court, is the fact that people deserve to have a jurist who has not said what his political foundation is and advertise oneself in that way in an effort to get the position, but merely people look at me and say, here's one who doesn't have that kind of foundation. He's going to go ahead and apply the law fairly and impartially. And in that sense, anybody coming into court has a proper chance to prevail.